Track 11, Sandringham Flower Show. Sandringham Flower Show is one of Norfolk's most loved summer events and is a favourite of the royal family. Three generations are shown in the three photographs accompanying the article. The main picture shows King Charles and Queen Camilla at the show in 2022, looking very happy and proud as they stand in front of a vibrant multicoloured flower display. Queen Camilla is holding a posy of mixed flowers in shades of pink. A smaller photograph shows the Queen Mother at the show in 1988, dressed in beautiful primrose yellow, holding a bunch of Norfolk lavender. And the third is a black and white photograph of Queen Elizabeth II at a rainy show in 1974, umbrella in hand and meeting undeterred well-wishers.
The Sandringham Flower Show is known as Britain's biggest church fete. From humble beginnings, the Sandringham Flower Show has grown to become one of the most prestigious horticultural events in the eastern region. Now, in its 101st year, the show is always held on the last Wednesday of July, which this year falls on the 31st, and attracts around 20,000 visitors to Sandringham Park, with Sandringham House and Sandringham Church as a backdrop. King is renowned for his love of horticulture, and it's known to be an event that he looks forward to. Traditionally, King Charles and Queen Camilla attend the show and meet the exhibitors. It was also always an important date in the Queen Mother's diary, and in her later years she would tour the show on a golf buggy. The show is packed with inspiration for your garden and outdoor living. It features exhibits by many of the region's leading nurseries and horticultural specialists, plus beautiful display gardens created by leading designers, around 200 trade stands and a craft marquee. There's also a large arena with a packed entertainment programme, which this year includes a gun dog display, music, quad bike stunt shows and the Shetland Pony Grand National. The Royal Marquees contain the competitions in vegetables, fruit, flowers and floral art, with the entries grown by local residents. There are also some open classes which anyone can enter. In the Amateurs Marquee, local gardening and horticultural clubs enter a judged display competition, while the Horticultural Trades Marquee features displays by leading nurseries. In the month before the show, estate employees, pensioners and tenants have the opportunity to enter their gardens into two judged competitions, and on show day, the King George VI Challenge Cup and the Queen Mother Challenge Cup are presented to the winners. There's also the Gardeners Forum with TV gardeners Chris Beardshaw and Alan Mason, joined by Martin Davey, former head of horticulture and design at Eastern College, radio gardener and allotment expert Terry Wharton, and Nick Hamilton from Barnsdale Gardens, which includes a Gardeners Questions event. Chris and Alan will also judge the show gardens. Certificates are awarded for gold, silver gilt, silver and bronze awards, and the best in show in each category is also presented with the Eastern Daily Press trophy. There's also a certificate for the People's Choice in each category, voted for by the people attending the show. The event is organised by a dedicated team of volunteers, and since 1977, profits have been donated to local charities, more than £825,000 so far. This year, Sandringham Gardens have become a new RHS garden partner. Sandringham Flower Show is on July the 31st. Admission costs £19 in advance, £21 on the gate, and includes entry to Sandringham Gardens and Sandringham Church. For more information, go to sandringhamflowershow.org.uk.